Hello, everybody. I am Sammy, and I'm with my niece. His name is Marley. Say hi.
Hey, do you like pizza?
Yeah.
What kind of pizza?
I like the ones with, like, ham.
And pineapple?
No. Oh, but they do come with pineapple, don't they? I have to take them off first before I heat it up.
See, first of all, I'm not your niece, but ham and pineapple, I feel like, is a really good combination, and I'm probably going to get flamed for that in the comments, but pineapple on pizza is underrated topping. People should stop hating on it.
It's so underrated because it sucks, Marley.
No, it's...
That's why it's underrated.
It's underrated because people have never tried it. They just... immediately shaft it because it's like, oh, it's pineapple on pizza, but it's like sweet and savory exist for a reason.
It doesn't taste the same on pizza though. It just doesn't. It's like
you just need the right combination because you have the saltiness of the cheese and the creaminess of the cheese with sauce, and then you get jalapenos, the spiciness there, and then the sweetness from the pineapple. Sweet and savory exist for a reason.
I don't want sweetness in my pizza. I feel like that belongs in like a dessert, like a ice cream.
But it's sweet and savory.
Ugh.
Like what about mole sauce? Mole sauce is like that chocolate mole sauce. Like that's not a dessert.
I've never had it. Okay. I don't like those.
You're
little
bad Mexican.
I don't like pineapples in anything except by itself. Like I wouldn't put it in chocolate pudding either, or like, okay, maybe that's just even weirder, but I would, right. Just by itself I like it. Like I can eat a lot of it.
Well, there's certain meals of the day where that I feel like sweet and savory shouldn't mix. Like breakfast, I feel like that should be separate. Like, I kind of want... like, if I'm having bacon, eggs, and, like, pancake for breakfast, and the syrup crosses over onto the eggs, I feel like I have to throw away the eggs. Yeah, because I don't want maple syrup all over my eggs. Like, that's when sweet and savory doesn't mix. But something like a dinner or lunch where you have, like, that chocolate mole sauce or pineapple on ham and pineapple or something like that on pizza... I feel like I don't know where we go. Where did this start?
About I just 31 started like years that. Ago, almost, right?
Yeah, 41. 31.
41. When is your birthday? Is it tomorrow?
No, January. It was 6 days ago. And you didn't wish me a happy birthday.
I didn't know when it was. So you are 31. Look at you go.
Yeah. I had, like, this entire day today, I've been going. I've had like a blast from the past just because I've been looking at all the old videos that I was a part of for like Hear Me and We.TV and just like these are all OG YouTube channels, like back when YouTube was like not owned by Google and shit like that, and I was like, this shit still exists, and I'm like and I'm like looking at them like there's podcasts up for it, like if people want to like check it out, like go ahead, but don't compare that to anything that I do now, because that shit was garbage. But
what are your least favorite type of YouTube videos now?
That's a really in-depth question. Like, I guess like my least favorite YouTube videos, I don't know. It used to be my favorite. I don't really like vlogs anymore now. Like vlogs have totally changed.
I hate vlogs.
Especially with like TikTok now, the way people just talk to the camera and shit like that. It's just like, I don't know. I'd much rather listen to a podcast than watch someone talk to a camera and stuff. But because it seems like the only cool people that are still doing vlogs. They're not really doing them anymore. They're doing podcasts. So.
Right. No hate against vloggers. I used to be a vlogger.
Really? What was your channel?
it's just on my I think I sent you it before on my channel, but it was like a long time ago when I was like, I looked like I could fit in a trash can. I was so small. That's a weird way of putting it, but it's true.
Yeah, that's a weird way of putting it. You could have said I was so small I could have fit inside of a pipe.
A pipe. A really big pipe.
Right.
I don't like those YouTube videos.
Or did you get trash canned as a kid?
I never did.
Really?
I never did. I think
yeah, that was I was too big. I was like 6'1", 6'3", like in high school. Like this big dude. And everyone was like, oh, did you get bullied in high school? And I'm like, no. People thought I was like the teacher because I was so tall.
In elementary.
In elementary, did I get bullied?
No, you say elementary, you were 6 foot what?
In high school. In high school, I was like 6'2". In elementary, I was like 6 foot.
Oh, right, of course.
And that's why I played basketball.
6 feet.
Yeah. That's
terrifying.
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, but that's why no one fucked with me, because, yeah. I forget, can I curse on this podcast?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. Okay. As long as you make me bacon afterward. We live together, bacon. Guys, if you don't know yet. We thought it'd be a good business decision. Save on costs. So.
It's the podcast house. Because that's a thing now. Exactly. You know, there's a TikTok house, there's a YouTube house. I don't think there's a podcast house. I think we should be the first ones to start that.
I think that'd be the most chill one, too.
Yeah, because you just... It would also be the most loud because everyone would just be recording their podcast all at once. But yeah, I think we should make that a thing. We should get like a group of podcasts together. This probably already exists. I think it's like Rooster Teeth is a thing, but was a thing, but not anymore. But I don't know. I think that would be cool to have. You think?
Mm-hmm.
If you were to make a podcast house, who would be your roommates in that house?
Roommates?
And where would it be located?
Roommates, like okay.
Wow, did I just stump you?
It's not something that I think about too often.
Joe Rogan.
As long as I Joe Rogan. I couldn't do that.
Why?
I couldn't do that. I would feel so bad about myself while he just lives the best life ever. Like he's doing everything.
He's smoking weed, fucking lifting weights. It's like talking to Elon Musk. Yeah, I feel like in my house I would have to pick podcasts that weren't better than mine, so I would feel good about myself.
Right.
So, Sammy, you're obviously in that. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah,
maybe if I shared a pantry with Joe Rogan, then it would be acceptable.
A pantry?
Yeah.
Okay. You just open like the cupboard, and there's Joe Rogan.
He doesn't live
like anymore. I want my weekly dish of political bias. And you just open it up. This is Joe Rogan. Hey guys, how's it going? Manscaped.
Hey guys.
Hey guys, how's it going? You know what? Trump is not a bad guy. He knows what he's talking about. Elon, how are you doing today? That is my Joe Rogan. That's a really bad Joe Rogan.
It sounds a lot like old Squidward. Man, Squidward. No, that's.
I was watching SpongeBob this morning.
You did
watching episodes.
Which one?
I watched the Fry Cook Games one.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I know SpongeBob is famous now because he's just memed everywhere. But those shows are good. Like those episodes, I watched about like six of them back to back, and like they still hold up to this day. Like,
They do. They are timeless.
Physical comedy, freaking visual comedy. It's just like, I don't know.
Intense yeah. comedy.
Yeah. That was when, that was like, I feel like when that show was out, that was like when Nickelodeon was at its highest. And I don't think it ever reached that peak ever again. Like, what, what's Nickelodeon have now?
I wouldn't know. I don't
know. Well, they had football. Do you see they broadcasted that football game on Nickelodeon? No. Did you see it?
I didn't know.
I didn't see it. I just heard. And then I heard they slimed the coaches after. So sliming is still a thing, apparently.
That's good. I like that. I always wanted it to taste it. I heard it tastes like pudding.
Yeah. I don't know. It better be refrigerated if I were to taste it. Because I heard it's cold.
Ugh.
Like, I heard it's actually cold, which is, I guess, a smart thing. Because if it's edible, you don't want that to be warm and, like, growing bacteria.
That is
and that gets in your mouth, and then you get sick, and then you get COVID and die.
I thought SpongeBob was still running, like, new episodes.
I think, well, it's syndicated, so I think it's like, is it still running? I don't know. I know. I'm going to look this up. Keep talking.
Yeah, it says right here, there's like, on Nick.com, season 13, episode 1, aired, oh, that's October though, okay, of last year. Well. Okay. I always thought I could do a really good Patrick voice.
Like, hey guys, how's it going? My name's Patrick. I live underneath a rock.
But you're really good at doing the Squidward one. So good at it that you just do.
Hey
it
guys.
You know.
Hmm.
I didn't know you were such a big fan of Squidward.
No, I'm not.
No, it's all right. It's all right.
SpongeBob is still in the air, but it looks like the main creator isn't like writing episodes, so it's like a new staff. So it's not in its truest form. It's basically a zombie representation of SpongeBob.
I see.
Which. Yeah.
How weird would it be then if they like just introduced a new like base character like now? That would
like,
be... yeah, like Squidward or Patrick, like just a new one,
like a scouring pad. Get it? Scouring pad, sponge, scouring pad. Never mind.
Oh, scouring.
That's the scrubber that you use to clean.
Oh, is that what those are called?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just call it a green scrubber, so. But,
green scrubber.
Yeah.
Scrub.
You call it the green scrubber, and it's a, and the guy who voices it is Kevin Hart.
A scratch bright.
Yeah, scratch bright. Yeah.
Scratch.
And then Nickelodeon can market that advertise for scratch bright sponges. Nickelodeon, this is a free one. Just letting you know, that one's free. So
we'll take some royalties.
No, we don't. That one's free, 100% free. But everything after this, everything after that, I charge a $50 royalty fee. So. make your payments out to Bitcoin.
Yes, please.
And SpongeCoin too. SpongeCoin. That started this morning.
So. And whole coin. All the coins.
Right.
What is the currency in Australia?
I have no idea. Currency in Australia?
Yeah.
Why do you want to know that?
I mean, I feel like it's a pretty good thing to know, you know?
Because you're moving to Australia?
Yeah.
Currency in Australia is Australian dollars.
Is it actually?
Yeah.
Oh, AU, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, AUD.
AD? Oh. What was I thinking? AU.
It actually looks kind of cool. It's really colorful.
I gotta see this now. Austrian? Australian?
Austrian. Austrian dollar.
Australian dollars. Oh, how cute.
It's like Monopoly money.
Yes. It looks just like it.
Right.
I like their bills better.
Right.
It's so much fancier.
I know. Like, it makes me want to move to Austria. I mean, Australia. I wouldn't mind moving to Austria, though.
Austria currency.
So you started this Discord. Why?
Oh, yeah. I probably should touch on that. That's a good point. Everybody that cares about it, it's in the description. But basically, I started a Discord server because I always wanted to look for a Discord server to like collaborate and meet other podcasters, because that's what Discord's for. But I never found any. So I thought I'd make my own, and it's actually going pretty well. I just started a couple of days ago. So yeah, even if you're like not a podcaster, you can just join it and be a guest, you know, and be on other people's podcasts. Just that kind of thing. It's pretty cool.
You can be on my podcast.
Yeah.
Not Sammy's.
You can be on anyone's. Marley even has his own little description or link.
A water cooler.
It's really cool. That's the only reason I started it, just because I think it needed to happen.
Okay. So I'm just
trying to spread it, you know?
Spread it.
Spread it like butter. Cash it like butter.
Spread it like Nicki Minaj.
Did you know that?
Oh, crap. So was I supposed to put a brief description of the podcast?
Yeah, I would advise. I would advise.
Oops.
Do that.
Oops.
Yeah, there's a template.
A template? A template?
A template.
I see it. Oh, it's fine. Yeah. It's already in the link on Anchor.
Is it? It can, I guess it. Oh, it is. Okay. Yeah, it I guess that works too.
Yeah. Because I see everyone posting like these really long like descriptions of what they do. Well,
yeah. I think it's pretty interesting because a lot of these people, there's like an influx that just came in after like day two. I'm like, where do all these people come from?
There's this one podcast called Just Talking.
Yeah.
God, everyone has a podcast now.
Yeah, yeah. We started ours at the same time, didn't we? Almost. You started using
I think I started mine earlier. Well, I started podcasting back when you would have to freaking make your own RSS feed.
Ooh.
Like I did the Hear Me podcast. I did the Cinephiles podcast, and then that transitioned into the Water Cooler podcast because I got new guests and stuff like that, new people that wanted to be on. But yeah. I don't even think the Cinephiles podcast has episodes up. I think I deleted all those.
Why did you delete
it? I still have the channel on YouTube, but I don't have the videos anymore because it was on my old computer and I lost all of those files, which is a sad day. But yeah.
I used to have a podcast like a couple of years ago with my brother. It's on YouTube. There's just two episodes. It was called the Tip Podcast.
Just the Tip?
Because here's the thing. Yeah, that's what we used to have like this little YouTube series called TOT, The Outside Table is what it stands for. It's just we play games outside on a table. Pretty straightforward.
Wow. Tip podcast,
and then the Inside Podcast, huh?
Looking for it.
I can send you the link afterwards, but
it's not coming up.
Basically,
the algorithm does not like you, Sammy.
Me and him talked. We did like the first episode was about Area 51 when it was about to be stormed. You know, when that all kind of happened.
Oh yeah, that was last year, right?
I think so. Yeah, it was a couple years ago, I think. And yeah, we talked about that for a little while. It just didn't take off because I don't know. I don't really work. I could not have a co-host is what I learned from that. I just couldn't.
You just don't need a... What was that? You just didn't need a co-host?
I could not have a co-host.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Is your mom happy?
Yes, she is happy now. what about
my Sammy's mom?
Oh, she's actually right here. Let's say hi. Hi, Mom. Hi, son. Are you winning? Yes, I'm winning, Mom. I'm talking.
Fortnite. Hi, my name's Justin, and he's craft at Fortnite, my guy. That video, that TikTok is so... I have no idea how that is famous. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I don't use TikTok.
Marley. You don't? Oh, okay. Hold on. I gotta show you. Hold on. TikTok Fortnite. Oh, Justin.
I just don't understand it.
Fortnite. Hold on.
I gotta pitch a game idea.
Is it right here? Hold on. Okay.
My friend here, Justin, he's already taken, and he's cracked at Fortnite, my guy.
I have no idea how that fucking is blowing up TikTok right now. What? Could you even hear that?
Yeah, no, we could hear it.
Okay. Yeah, but yeah, that is just it's so weird. Yeah. But this is the second half of the podcast. It's gonna be me going through TikToks and just
here. Okay, I was thinking about another podcast game idea, and I want to pitch it to you. See what you think. All right.
Right.
Right. So it's called Product Peril, just because I needed something to alliteration. But basically, it's where you and another guest are both given the title of an absurd video game, and you have to sell that video game. Basically, you have to pitch that game back to me. In a way that makes it sound so great and better than the other person's, so that I choose yours to put on the market.
So it's just like Character Clash, where we would pick like three numbers, and then you would give us like a weapon, a character, and a setting, right?
Yes, but it's different in the way that you aren't really arguing as much as trying to just focus on what you have to make up what the game is about, essentially. Like, here are some of the titles of the games. Creativity and Lasagna is one of the names. So I would tell you.
So you're making up these names, right?
I make up the names, you tell us about the game.
Oh, okay.
So
I think that would be cool.
Right.
You try it out for like an episode and see how it works. I think the issue with that is that not everyone plays video games. So the guests that you would have on, they would be kind of confused on how to like pitch. I would know how to pitch, but it was just like, I think that would be the funny part. They would just be like all confused and shit like that.
Okay. Do you want to try one out right here?
Sure.
Let's see. Yes. Okay. All right. Let me give you another one. All right, Marley, you have to pitch this game to me and tell me what it's all about.
Okay.
Super Mario Suck.
Super Mario Suck. Okay. I'm guessing this is going to be a Nintendo game because Mario can't cross platforms. So this is going to be a Switch game. And that Mario and Super Mario Suck. This is this is basic. I would pitch this as the Luigi game because Luigi hates Mario so much because he always gets the girl, and he's just saying that his brother sucks. So basically, it's just like a regular old ass Mario game, but with Luigi there, and he's just calling out that his brother sucks. And then when you press the A button, you know how in Luigi's Mansion, you've played Luigi's Mansion.
I haven't.
Oh, you haven't? Okay. Well, Luigi's Mansion, if you press the A button, he would call out his brother, Mario. But in this game, if you press the A button, he says, Mario, you suck! Just the entire game. And and it's obviously a platformer, and you just platform your way to victory. And at the end of the game, you Luigi, will become the soul brother. He's a soul brother. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah.
Okay.
Would you play that? I would.
I have to say I would.
I would play that on Switch 35. In virtual reality.
Ooh, that would be cool.
Yeah.
That was good. Good job.
You're like, okay. Are you just saying that?
No, it was good. I mean, that was the first time I pitched it, so okay. Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's like, I don't know, this is the first time I pitched it.
What? Okay. Are you scared of horror movies? Because I am.
No.
No.
Because I know that it's fake.
But is it fake?
One thing I am scared of is the Five Nights at Freddy VR experience. Holy crap. I just got an Oculus Quest 2 and I downloaded that shit and I thought Five Nights at Freddy was scary to begin with, and that shit, holy crap. I need to change my underwear a couple of times. Just saying.
I can't do VR or horror games at all. It's just, it feels too real.
Right.
It's so weird.
I can do VR. I love VR now since I got my VR headset, but I won't be able to do horror games. Hell no. Maybe for a YouTube video, if people were to watch it and it would get like 10,000 views, then I would do it. But no, nothing. Nothing than that.
10,000 doesn't seem like that much
anymore. No, it's not.
That's so sad.
Yeah. I don't know the concept of a lot of views on YouTube because I don't have a YouTube channel. I'm thinking about starting one.
Oh, you should. You can make eggs.
For the water cooler.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah. Like, because you have a YouTube channel, right? Sammy Saga.
It's not called Sammy Saga, but I put the podcast on there. Just because it's been my account for so long.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I think it would be beneficial for me to create video content for the brand that I'm trying to build.
But the silver brand?
Yeah. The silver brand. Mm-hmm. But, I don't know. Haven't decided. Like, the water cooler is it's like a discussion podcast. We talk about everything. So making a YouTube channel around that, especially where the YouTube algorithm is, I feel like that you could, like, no one would watch it just because, like,
it's wide.
What?
Because, like, it's very widespread.
Yeah, very widespread. Mm. And I feel like with a podcast, it's easier for people to listen to that just because it's not on YouTube, and you can, it's easier for me to tweet it out and people just listen to a random conversation. So I would have to, for the Watercolor YouTube channel, I would have to work out like what I want that actually to be.
Right.
Like what would you want the YouTube channel to be? I can't believe I just asked you that because you're saying something ridiculous. But
home videos.
Home video. Okay.
I mean, if anything, I think the most beneficial thing that I think would be cool, but probably not a lot of sense, is like just a video version of the podcast. But that wouldn't really make sense because
that's what everyone does. That's what it seems like everyone else is doing.
It's cool, but I mean, over like the internet, is it really possible that way?
Yeah, I guess you can record on Zoom. You just have your webcam up and record like that. But I don't know. I don't see that as really cool to watch because people look very unappealing on Zoom. So
yeah,
I would want to do something different. If I were to do like a video podcast, it'd be something. I don't know. Maybe do like an animation during it or something.
Play charades.
Or something. So, like, maybe that like the YouTube channel will, like, it will like add on to the podcast or something like that. Like one of the discussions that we had, it'll just like, we can build on that or something like. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that. That might actually be something. I think I got something going right there.
Yeah, but I think for my channel, what helps with my podcast is that the slides, usually people can't see them, you know, when they listen to the podcast, because it's a podcast. But on YouTube, that's the only place you can see the slides. So it kind of works both ways, I guess, because it is funny to hear instead of actually see it. It's just right. You know,
I think that's takes most of the humor out though, just letting you know.
Yeah,
because I think when we see, when especially when Natalie or I see like the slides, we're just so in shock that at each slide, I think that what makes it funnier, that the audience can't see like what's going on. Like, oh my god, that leaves up their imagination. Like, what the hell is this?
Yeah,
yeah. But
where do you listen to podcasts mostly at?
Like Spotify. Spotify is where I listen, or Pocket Casts. But sometimes YouTube. I listen to Joe Rogan mainly on YouTube because he clips out his show. And I don't want to listen to a full Joe Rogan podcast. I can just listen to the bits and pieces, but mainly Spotify, because Spotify just makes it easy.
Yeah, it is pretty easy.
Where do you listen to podcasts?
In your
ears?
Yeah, mostly. I don't use one thing really. I don't know. I feel like when I listen to a podcast, it's just like I can use anything. I will sometimes go directly to the podcast website of someone just to listen. So I guess mostly though, like if I'm just in a car or something, I'm not at my computer, then Pocket Cast or Spotify is mainly the way to go, or Apple Podcasts. So a lot of places.
Right. Like, I feel like for me, like, to listen to a podcast, like, the player has to, like, if I stop it, it has to pick up where I left off. That's the one thing I hate about, like even listening to it in a browser, like, if I'm on the go, it won't pick up where I left off. I have to restart and find where I left off.
Really?
And also, I have to be able to search for a podcast and just pull it up. Talking to you, Anchor. Anchor search results, or just searching in general on the Anchor app, or just the desktop, is just god awful. Fix it, please. Because I remember I was talking to this one guy, and my podcast came up in just a random conversation, And he says, he said he had a podcast and he was podcasting throughout the pandemic. And I was like, oh, what's your podcast? And he's like, yeah, it's on Anchor. And he told me the name of it. And I searched it up and like the podcast didn't come up. And he was like, did I spell it right? And I showed him. And he was like, yeah, you spelled it right. Just Anchor's not recognizing it as a podcast. But if I were to search it on Google, it's like right there. Have you ever had that issue with Anchor?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. That's why I can't. That's one thing that I like just don't use is Anchor.
Yeah.
Everything else is good for them.
Yeah, Anchor, everything else is good. The way they distribute everything makes it so easy. Like, I remember the old days of uploading a podcast to like Podomatic, creating an RSS feed by hand, and trying to get that shit approved on iTunes, which most of the time it didn't get approved because iTunes was like, oh, this isn't a real podcast. And I'm like,
oh,
yeah, it is.
That's just.
Oh, you're just reacting. But yeah, Anchor makes it so easy to make a podcast. This podcast is sponsored by Anchor.
Oh yeah. Every single one is, huh? Right. I heard that.
Go to anchor.fm to start your podcast today.
I heard that like once you get like really big on Anchor, like they start to like, I don't know, I just hear like some suspicious things about them.
Really?
That I don't remember because I didn't look into it. I was like, is this real? I don't really care.
Cause why are they gonna buy you out? Is that what people are saying?
It had something to do with that, I think. I don't know.
Isn't that how most podcasts work? You build up a following and then you get bought out by a network and then the network owns you?
Yeah.
You sound so defeated. Like, yeah.
It's because I don't remember, but I'm pretty sure that's...
Yeah.
I would love to have a podcasting, like, as a job. How cool would that be?
Yeah, that would be cool. Get paid to podcast and just talk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We just have to get better at talking, though.
Yeah, that's true. Some people just have that voice. Yeah, I don't think I do.
Do I have that voice for podcasting?
If you were voice acting as Squidward the whole time,
yeah. Oh my god, stop. Squidward.
Squidward tentacles.
Oh my god, stop.
That would be so cool. I doubt you make much money, though, working for, like, Anchor.
Yeah, I don't know.
Make as a podcaster. I guess if that's what you really want to do.
You just need to get that Manscaped money.
Yeah.
This podcast is sponsored by Manscaped for all your below the belt trimming.
And my feet.
The Manscaped 3.0 with a built-in light for avoiding nicks and scrapes. Also comes with the anti-chafing ball deodorant. That's good. God, if this podcast or my podcast got a Manscaped sponsorship, Manscaped, if you're listening, I will totally fucking like promote your product. Like,
yeah. Like
from day one to day 1000.
Wow, that's a long time. And, you know, it makes me uncomfortable what I see. And I'm not hitting on anything here. It makes me personally uncomfortable when I see Manscaped ads with like women that are holding the products.
Oh.
I feel like it's trying to get at something, you know? And it makes me uncomfortable.
You gotta make sure you're clean and fresh down there.
Yeah, but I don't Marley, before we wrap this up here,
we don't have to wrap it up. That was just me just being.
Tell us about your podcast.
Oh yeah, the Water Cooler Podcast. We start season 3 this week. whenever this episode will go up. This season we're talking about WandaVision. So this Sunday we're recording episode 1 and 2 of we're discussing those episodes of WandaVision. Hopefully you enjoy the ride as we explore the WandaVision series on Disney Plus. So
have you seen it yet?
Yeah. I've seen episode 1 and 2. God, that's clearly stated.
I don't know, but that's what you meant by that. Okay.
Yeah.
I just watched it the other day, both of them. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I will save my thoughts for the Water Cooler podcast.
I see.
Okay. But
I'll make sure.
My abbreviated thoughts, I guess, would be I relatively enjoyed it. So if you want to know more, tune in.
Right.
Yeah. Or whenever this podcast goes up, just listen to the whole series because Samuel will just upload this in like March randomly. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. When is this going to get uploaded?
What's today? Saturday. Within the week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright. Sounds good.
Thank you for joining me, Marley.
No problem.
You kind of asked me to do it, actually, but I'm always down.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm always willing to help out your podcast.
I appreciate it.
You've only been on my podcast once, so...
We gotta do more on yours.
Well, we'll see. We got two guests I got booked. So the one I already told you about and then someone else.
Right.
We'll try and squeeze you in there.
I see.
So you can hear that groovy jam.
Oh, I love
that. The Water Cooler podcast.
How did you make that?
My friend made it. Cameron, my co-host.
Oh, okay.
My friend and co-host and musician, Cameron.
Friend host.
Friend host. The sequel to Friendster.
Alright, I will see you later.
Bye. Squidward.